Let's pray. Father in heaven, again, it's just a wonderful privilege to be back here today. Lord, I heard a song. In fact, I've heard it several times this week, to come as we are. Sometimes we hide brokenness and hurt by a smile. Sometimes we hide a lot of things, but we hide nothing from you. You see our hearts. You see everything. We can hide nothing from you. So, Lord, I pray for these today, including myself. There's times that I have doubted. There's times I've said things I shouldn't say. Sometimes I speak out of turn, many times, in fact, and I need your forgiveness. So thank you, Lord, for today to share your word. These that have come, I pray, Lord, that you speak to their hearts too. They need your encouragement. They need uplifted, Lord. We all do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We read the entire narrative. And so I'm going to take this incident as a picture of our time. The word Emmaus, you can put your town in. You can put the name of your village in. You can put Kramer or Mount Pleasant Mills or Middleburg in. You put whatever name in that would suit for you. If you're watching this by Facebook, just write in your street address for the word Emmaus. They were leaving the city of God, which was Jerusalem, to travel to this earthly village called Emmaus. We have an earthly village that we belong to here on this earth. But this is not our home. We're just passing through, by the way. And hopefully you're laying up treasures up there where moth and rust doesn't corrupt, where thieves don't break in and steal. Are we disturbed by the events of our time? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Are we upset by all the corona mandates? Yes, we are. And if we could liken this narrative to our day, we would say, haven't you heard what's going on down here? Do you know, Lord, everybody's wearing masks? It just looks crazy. If I wouldn't known what was going on and I just happened to drop in, I'd think that we had experienced some sort of a nuclear fallout. And we're all wearing masks to protect us from the radiation. Doesn't it look that way? Wouldn't it look that way if you hadn't been around for a while? I was going to say if you were visiting a far country, but it's affected the global. It's affected the whole world. Who would have ever thought it? Don't you know that we're all wearing masks? Don't you know that it's just changed our lifestyle a great deal? Don't you know? Yes, he does know. Yes, he does. He knows all about it. But you could liken it today. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Oh, yes, he has. Are you but a stranger here? Oh, boy. You know, the Lord must have been wearing some sort of a turban or something over his head, maybe to protect him from the heat of the Jerusalem area, because it's extremely hot over there. Maybe he had some sort of a turban over his head. Whatever it was, they just didn't catch who it was. Because they called him a stranger. Are you a stranger here? Haven't you heard? Oh, Jesus, he says, about what? About what? Well, then it gave them a chance to unload, like it would be for us. It's time to unload. We get together with our friends and give us an opportunity to unload. This whole epidemic it's difficult for us to just rest and relax through this whole thing. But I've taken the opportunity to do so. gotten quite lazy through it. We're careful. We're not fearful, but we're careful. And I want to talk about that today. These things that these two men, and we know the one was Cleopas, in verse 18, if you have your Bible there, his name was Cleopas. I looked Cleopas up. You know, he is a brother to Joseph. Cleopas would have been a brother to Joseph. Now, that was Mary's husband, Joseph. Cleopas was a brother to Joseph. That would have been Jesus' uncle. So these two were talking about the things that were going on, and they accused, of course, this one that came along with them as being a stranger. Haven't you heard? Don't you know what's really happening? And the stuff that's happening during our pandemic is bad. By the way, I've lost several friends. But I take this a little differently. I don't believe the coronavirus took any of my friends. I just happen to believe that they died during this coronavirus pandemic. But I believe it was their time to go. It was their time. I miss them dearly. Brother Raymond Troyer, I don't know how many of you knew him, but he was a teacher. He was one of my teachers. And I remember one class day, I'll just share this because I have time. Remember one class day, he was talking, there was two oxen, and he had put it on the board. These two oxen were tied together, and the one wanted to go one direction, the other wanted to go the other direction. Of course, he was likening the oxen to a marriage relationship. And he said, so he asked the class, you know, what can we do, you know, to fix this situation? I said, well, just cut the cord between the oxen, let them go their ways. That's not quite what he was looking for. You know, that was talking about divorce. That wasn't really what he was looking for. But he got behind, I never forgot, he was standing here like this. And when I said that, he just kind of got back here and was laughing. That's not quite, Roger, what I was looking for. I just said, cut the cord. Then they can do what they want. Okay. But anyway, he was a dear brother. He was a good teacher. He loved the Lord. He was teaching down in one of the southern states. He was a teacher. And he told the pastor there that was visiting, he said, pray for my release. Release me. Just release me. And he had an oxygen mask on. And after they prayed the prayer of release, he picked his oxygen mask up and put it above his head. He took a sigh, a deep breath, and he was gone. Just like that, he was gone. Good brother, and the Lord answered his request. But you know what? There's quite a few others that we lost. But you know what? Heaven gained them. We lost them, but heaven gained them. That's a heaven gain. So yes, There's a time that the passing of a loved one takes a hold of each and every one of us and touches each and every one of us in some way. For some of us, some people go into a doomsday panic, which we as Christians should never allow that to take hold of us. Really, it's interesting how some people respond to this. It's just crazy. They just go crazy over this. Instead of now with one mask, we're talking about two or three, four, who knows, maybe five or six, maybe we'll wear a helmet, who knows. It just seems like there's not an end to this. We're talking about different strands of coming that's a normal thing, by the way. Doctors say that viruses mutate, and that's normal for them to do that. And that was taken into consideration when they made the vaccines. The vaccine should still be okay. And then, of course, should I get a vaccine or shouldn't I? You know, that's all a personal thing, too. We all got decisions we got to make. We got to decide, do I want a vaccine or do I want to sit for the rest of my life in my house with four masks on? There's a lot of things, Lord, that we need your help here. We need you. So today, I would say for a title, the message would be On the Way to Emmaus or Back to Jerusalem? Question mark. Which road are you on today? Are you still on the road to Emmaus? The road to Emmaus is the physical road that we're talking about here with the pandemic and all the other stuff that we get involved in our life. That's the road to Emmaus. You know, there's a lot of things that we may encounter yet in our life before God calls us home on our road to Emmaus. So then we look at the scripture and we find out that the Lord began to share with these two. He began at Moses and all the prophets. He expounded to them all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. Wouldn't you like to have a recording of that? Wouldn't that have been wonderful to hear that? He began to talk to them and just open the scriptures, all the things that spoke of him concerning himself. And then as they drew nigh to their destination, he made as though that he would go a little bit further, but they constrained him and said, why don't you just stay with us? The day's far spent, and why don't you just come and tarry with us? And so he did that. And I like to use that verse 30 if you're looking there, because I want to show you something here. It came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to them. And then it says their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. What do you suppose opened their eyes? Do you think it was just some sort of a miracle that God just did this and bam, their eyes were open? Do you know why I think their eyes were opened? It says the answer to that is what he did. He took bread, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. Now, what did they see when he gave it to them? The nail prints in his hands, that's right. Doesn't say that, but it does say their eyes were opened as soon as they received the bread from him. They saw the nail prints in his hands as he gave them the bread. Their eyes were opened. My prayer today is that our eyes are opened, that we can see his nail prints. In the midst of this pandemic, we need to return to Jerusalem. It says they returned to Jerusalem in the same hour. Jerusalem is the city of God. How many of you need to return to your roots? You were raised in a Christian home where mom and dad read the Bible. Have you been reading yours? Or have you been watching too much news, reading too much news, and not reading the precious word of God? The more you read of his precious word, the more you'll be enlightened. Your eyes will be opened. Our eyes need to be opened. We just went through this campaign and we had so many things on TV about this. We were so just really tired of all of it. Just tired of all of it. And I believe through the whole thing, our Lord just simply wanted our attention. He wanted you to give him attention. Do you realize how many people are counting on a man to make things and get things right? Why not count on the man that can get it all right? Hello? Hello? Don't you think he was trying to get our eyes off of all that? How do you think he feels when we have our eyes focused in the wrong direction? Seems very similar to our narrative today. Now, we thought that when Jesus came, this one who was considered to be a prophet, he was coming to redeem Israel. See, they were picked up in a little bit of politics too. They were hoping he would redeem Israel. They wanted to get out from under the yoke of Roman bondage. They were looking to get out from under that Roman bondage. And we thought that you would come to redeem Israel. We thought that's why he was coming, to redeem Israel. But Jesus said, but I had to show you that he had to suffer many things before he redeems Israel. He had to come and suffer these things. It was prophesied that he had to do these things. He had to fulfill the prophecies that were spoken concerning him. That's why he went back to Moses and began to show all these prophecies that had to do with him. That was why he had to do these things. To redeem Israel? Yes. But long before to redeem Israel, he had to come and die. And that was his way of redeeming Israel. You see, they were looking for a natural king, as many were looking for a natural president to take us out of the problems we're in. They were looking for a king to take them out of the problems they were in. Same thing, really. It's really a very close parallel here, this story. I thought it was much closer I've seen than what I ever realized before. So, are you on the road to Emmaus or are you on the road back to Jerusalem? Folks, we need to be on the road back to Jerusalem, to the city of God. We need to come back to the principles and read and study God's word, because you won't be discouraged when you follow his principles. You won't be discouraged when you read these things, but you will be discouraged. You will be left discouraged when you listen to the news. I don't listen to much news anymore. I used to listen to a whole lot more than much. And now, listen, of all people that should be listening to the news, right here is the news. It's called the good news. It's called the good news. This is the news that I found that I need to be listening to, that I need to be reading, I need to be listening to, because the others has too much to say about Emmaus. And Emmaus was a good place, good little village, but I'm just saying, that's natural. That's earthly. Emmaus is earthly. It's an earthly place. We're not going to be staying in Emmaus. We're going to be living in a new Jerusalem, the city of God, going back to Jerusalem, going back to our heritage, going back to the things that, as we were growing up as children, reading God's word, praying, recognizing the nail prints in his hands. They said to one another, did our hearts burn within us while he talked with us? By the way, the heart's burning was the awakening of the inner man. That was the awakening of the inner man. That part that the Holy Spirit fills, the heart, the part of us that makes us a soul. We're a living soul. That's the part that these disciples were speaking of when they said, did our hearts not burn within us? It enlightened that inner man. That inner man quickened by the Holy Spirit. We call it anointing. When he spoke with such great authority. When he spoke, we knew it was different than anybody else that ever spoke to us. They knew it was someone different, but they still thought it was a stranger until he broke the bread and gave it to them. Wow. Their eyes were open. You know, for many years, it was just recently that I realized how their eyes became opened is when they saw the nail prints. Never gave that a thought. And all of a sudden, it was just like, you know, when you turn the light on and wow. I never thought of that. It's right here. It's right there. Their eyes were open. Now, right after he broke the bread and gave it to them, there's your bread. And they could see the nail prints in his hands. Whew. Then they knew it was him. No wonder our hearts burned within us. It was him. And they rose the same hour, and they returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered. And them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. There it is again, in case you didn't catch it the first time. Verse 35, it says it again, how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they'd seen a spirit. Why? Because he just, he appeared. The room and the doors were shut and he just appeared. That's why they were frightened. He said unto them, why are you so troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, he said, my hands and my feet. What's he doing? He's showing them nail prints. Behold, he said, my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Handle me, touch me. See, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said to them, have you here any meat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. He took it and he did eat before them. He said unto them, these are the words which I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Wow, what a way to end Luke's gospel, chapter 24. Ooh, wow.